Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball four. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Ford now playing left field. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDowell, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Siebert is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hodge reaches second base with a double. Ted Olander pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodge moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodge scores. Olander moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Olander moves to third. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gomer Hodge now playing second base. Ted Olander now playing left field. John Lowenstein now playing center field. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Josephson for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Fiore pinch hits for Sparky Lyle. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Tatum now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fosse is hit by the pitch. Pinson moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Pinson moves to third. Fosse moves to second. One out. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Vince Colbert. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to home to get Pinson. Fosse moves to third. Camilli moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gomer Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hodge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fosse scores. Camilli scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.